You deserve the best starting point for your successful university career. Governor State University has the major you want, student housing, and renovated labs, classrooms, and library. Discover GSU at their open house Saturday, March 25th from 10 to 2. Visit govst.edu/openhouse for more information.
Indeed.com for hiring. And independent research shows 5 times more hires are made through Indeed than any other job site. By creating the easiest, most effective hiring experience, Indeed helps businesses find great new people every day. Right now, Indeed is giving new users a $50 credit to post a sponsored job on the world's number one job site. Claim your credit.
Climate Guard Windows, made in Chicago. We're the contractor's choice for a great window at a great price. Nobody beats our everyday low prices and available financing. No gimmicks, no promos. Call 877-654-3010 or visit climateguardwindows.com.
Progressive brings you Flowetry with Flow.
The better you drive, the more you save. Bears and bats, they live in a cave, but that's irrelevant here. So back to the subject we steer. Snapshot saves you money when you drive safe. I wear corduroy pants. I don't mind that they chafe.
The better you drive, the more you can save with Snapshot from Progressive. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Snapshot not available in all states or from all agents.
At Lowe's, we know that pros need to be ready. Ready to measure and level, ready to drill, ready to install. And during the Ready to Refresh event, Lowe's has everything a pro needs for less. Right now, pro customers can save up to 15% on select Rubbermaid wire closet shelving and save 10% on all American Oleum wall and floor tile. See the Pro Desk in-store for details and get ready to refresh and save at Lowe's. Rubbermaid offer applies to contractor pack items, U.S. only.
Indeed.
Every Hyundai comes with America's best warranty, including a 10-year or 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty. That's a long time.
Long enough for my hearing to return?
Fingers crossed. Better is the reason to buy Hyundai. This is the reason to buy now. Hurry to our spring cleaning sales event and get an amazing deal on a new Hyundai, like up to $4,250 in total savings on the technology-packed Santa Fe Sport. To learn more, stop by your local Chicago and Northwest Indiana Hyundai dealer or visit buyhyundai.com. For more details, call 877-248-1585. America's best warranty claim based on total package of warranty programs. See dealer for limited warranty details.
Been the voice of the fan for over 25 years. We couldn't have done it without you, the Score listener. Thank you for 25 great years. This is Sports Radio 670 The Score. WSCR and HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. The Score! Scoreboard update.
From the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, I'm Matt Abaticola. The second place Wolves host Texas Wednesday night at 7 for Craft Beer Night at Allstate Arena. Tickets are only $11. Visit ChicagoWolves.com. We start in the NBA. The Bulls, they have lost 5 in a row. They've fallen to the 10th spot in the East. Tonight they play at Charlotte. Game tips at 6. Elsewhere, Milwaukee travels to Memphis. The Hawks take on the Spurs. The Clippers visit Utah. College hoops. Northwestern is headed to the tournament for the first time in 78 years.
I got a chance to watch them a handful of times during the year, and they're playing great.
That's head coach Chris Collins talking about their first opponent, number 9, Vanderbilt. Northwestern ranked 8th in the West region. They'll play that game on Thursday. In hockey, the Blackhawks are off today. They play in Montreal tomorrow. The team signed forward Anthony Lewis to a 2-year deal. He'll report to Rockford. NFL, former Cowboy and Bronco DeMarcus Ware is retiring. Ware finishes a 12-year career with 138.5 sacks. That's good for 8th all-time. Nick Foles is returning to the Eagles on a 2-year deal. Spring training, the Cubs take on San Diego. John Lackey starts first pitch about 10 minutes away. Earlier, the team reassigned 9 pitchers to minor league camp and released Michael Clado. The White Sox play the Indians with Carson Fulmer on the mound. First pitch just a few minutes away. Outfielder Charlie Tilson will be reevaluated today. He's scheduled to have an MRI. World Baseball Classic, the Netherlands, they slipped past Israel earlier today 12-2 in a real tight game. Tonight, Venezuela takes on Italy in a tiebreaker, first pitch at 8. Searching for a solution to the seepage in your basement? Visit uswaterproofing.com to schedule a free consultation. Taco Bell's Beefy Cheesy Crispy Crunch Wrap is an icon, but with an extra layer of everything you love, the Triple Double Crunch Wrap is in a league all of its own. The bigger, beefier Triple Double Crunch Wrap is back. Only at Taco Bell. I'm Matt Abaticola, and you're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs. This is Chicago's number one sports radio station, What's wrong?
Nothing. We were just making fun of things.
Yeah. What are you making fun of?
We can't say.
There's a digestion commercial that we're running now, and I've made the guy hillbilly. He's like, go on, get out of there! Just screaming at his lower intestine.
My digestion messed up again.
Go on, get! I told you Mountain Dew and Slim Jims would do this.
Ethel, get the digestion stick.
Well, maybe you can get someone on to talk about digestion problem awareness.
Well, maybe so.
Like John Madden.
Yes. See, or Anthony Herrera. Who was it? Was that who it
yes,
was?
Yes, it was. Very good.
Go on, get out of there.
Whatever this is, you got to go on and get.
Marge, get the plunger.
I thought you were going to make fun of people that you work with, but...
No.
Oh, we're happy to do that, too.
No, I wouldn't do that.
Yeah,
it's very new for me. Oh, I can't go there. Right
you
now. Stop.
See, now, when you... If people don't know this about Jay, you can tell when he's lying.
What?
His voice gets real deep and slow.
That's what I just...
That's what you do.
Yeah,
you do.
Slow jams the prevarication.
Man, I would never lie about anybody I work with.
You know I love you, baby.
Yeah,
give
him that.
See, that's what it is.
You're the only one.
He gets all sexy on you. That's when he's lying. Because he tricks you. Mm-hmm. Because he distracts you with sexiness. That's right.
Yeah, never met your cousin before. She's lying, too.
Who?
Cut it out.
All right, we're on the radio at 670, and then you can get us on your computer machines at 670thescore.com.
This hour is brought to you by Horwitz & Horwitz, Illinois' top personal injury lawyers.
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff, afternoons on The Score.
Uber misses the long three. Astoria will miss one. And the Duke Blue Devils become the first team in ACC history to win four games in 4 days and win this tournament. Beautiful. They got a go-to player, Lonzo Trier. They got size, strength, and depth. They got defense, and they got the fan base to drive them home when they're tired. Dorsey nails the three, but that's it. Arizona wins the Pac-12 tournament championship.
Bernstein and Goff on 670 The Score.
Time to get yet more college basketball thoughts. We can't get enough of them today with the brackets released on yesterday's Selection Sunday. Chris Spatola is on Twitter at Chris_Spatola, hosted Sirius XM. And from the looks of it, Chris, a lot of experts are agreeing that this is a relatively balanced and unpredictable tournament field. Do you agree?
You did it again. You did it again.
What did I do?
You asked the first question. When you asked the first
question. What does that do?
When you asked the first question. This happened. It's the Chuck Wasserstrom effect. when you didn't even. That wasn't even a
long
one. Is that
like the Alan Parsons project?
That was a very long question.
No, it wasn't.
When you start out the. This is like four guys in the last 2 weeks that this has happened to. It's not. Like this is a trend now. When Bernsey brings the show back and asks the first question, that happens.
What are we gonna do in Arizona? When we get a live Cubs person, we have to hold them there.
Die?
No, dude. Yeah, you can't. It's the Bernsey effect. I'm telling you, man, you can't do this.
Punched him up. I asked a question, and he was dead.
You know what you got to do now, right, Teddy? The last four or five that this has happened to, like your man over here, old Chet Bernstein is working his way into his question, and the person dies on the phone. Like this, yeah, like
am,
how many?
I am concerned about the in-person interviews. It's
how
true.
How many interviews?
Like, what if we're sitting with Jed Hoyer tomorrow, and the next thing you know,
dude,
Jed, are you okay?
How many interviews have died at Bernsey's hello over the last month?
You had me at hello.
It's not the Dickensian effect. It's the Bernstein
Soon
effect.
I'm going to be hired by Vladimir Putin.
did you see that 60 Minutes piece?
Yes, I did.
He poisoned a man three times.
How about the name of that poison? Like some sort of botanical poison?
Yeah, the Japanese heartbreak leaf or something?
Chinese heartbreak grass or something.
Yeah.
I mean,
it sounds like something you want to get your hands on and smoke a little bit of.
The Russians are going to call me. They got my number. They're going to put me to work. And they're going to ask, some guy's going to pull up to an airport. I'm going to ask him a question.
You must interview.
We would like you to talk to Sergey. Please ask long questions.
Dude, you can do this to your guys, by the way. This is from my bag of guys. You can't be off in my dude.
You're going to see me kind of like a guy gets off a plane, and I just sort of sidle up next to him and say, excuse me, Ambassador, I'm just wondering, considering this year is NCAA.
Hello?
It just Dude, falls out.
You, this guy can't say hello to people without killing them.
That's a bad habit.
This is it? Years of Boars and Bernstein karma coming back.
It was never an issue.
Like, what
you know, Terry can spend 30 seconds going, hey, you know, when you look at it, buddy, I got a theme of the thing. And I was like, what? Ah. And then I went, ha. And then another time I'm watching, who asked but all I see is, ah. So what do you think?
Who asked the first question to Steve Alford when you guys interviewed him? Was it Terry?
I wish he would have actually died. You know, that would have been nice. All right, let's see now if we can reestablish contact.
You want me to
nope.
say hello to
nope.
him? You can't keep killing my guys.
Hello, Chris Spatola.
I survived, boys. I don't know what that happened. Struck down or something like that.
So this tournament field, is it equitable and competitive?
Yeah, you know, I think it depends on how you define it. To be honest, when the pairings came out, there were a lot of really good matchups. And I think more competitive matchups in the first round, at least on paper, than... You know, you typically expect to see. I will say this, though. I think this year in college basketball, we have gotten into this thing where we like to say there are 25 teams that could win it. I mean, as I look down the bracket, I do think there's only about six or seven teams that are truly capable of winning six games and winning this whole thing. So I guess it depends on how you define competitive.
All right, so I try to figure out who can't win it of the top seeds, and I take them out. Florida State is that team for me. And tell me if I'm wrong, because they're one of those teams that goes 10-11 deep, whatever the case may be. They got a couple of guys who are going to be NBA players. Leonard Hamilton is a longtime coach. But they just smell to me of a team that just can't wait to be beaten by a lesser talented team.
Well, you hit on the inconsistency. I mean, that's a big part of it, Jay. The thing about them is they've got about six guys who have won the genetic lottery. I mean, six guys who technically they and I are of the same species, but I don't know if that's necessarily true. I mean, they're really, really athletic. They're really long and big. The problem is they show flashes of brilliance at times, and then at times they can be really inconsistent. So I would throw them in there. I'll tell you the other team, guys, is Oregon. Losing Chris Boucher to a team that was the best defensive team in the Pac-12, a team that I really had picked for bulk of the year to get to the Final Four. Losing him, as sad as it is to that ACL, I think it affects them defensively a lot. It affects them offensively, a guy who can really stretch the floor. So, you know, obviously they're affected by that injury, but that would be another team that I'm a little bit concerned, especially with Rhode Island, who I'm really high on, with Rhode Island sitting there in their bracket.
I haven't watched a lot of Gonzaga, even because considering well where they are and often when they're on. But I mentioned earlier in the show that if that school happened to be located in the Eastern time zone, the fact that they're 32-1 would be a bigger deal than it seems to be this year. It's like, oh, yeah, OK, Gonzaga's 32-1 and they're a number one seed, yet they don't seem to draw the kind of attention that an Eastern program would, because so many people would be more familiar with it.
Well, and they don't play in a major conference. It's so hard to gauge Gonzaga year in and year out because you have to basically use the eye test, and it depends on who's giving Gonzaga the eye test on any given day that determines really how good they are. I mean, look, they had six top 50 wins. The problem is half of those were against St. Mary's, who's in their conference, and I have my doubts about St. Mary's. I will say this. In that West region, they are not the best team in the region. I think Arizona is the best team in that region, and Jason mentioned Florida State. Like, I think Florida State has the potential to be better than Gonzaga. Now, that does not mean that Gonzaga can't make a Final Four. I just think in that region, Notre Dame's going to be tough to get by. Remember, Notre Dame's made two straight Elite Eights, and there's a reason for that. They're going to be tough to get by. I think Florida State's good. Arizona's good. So that's the problem. You've got good teams in that region, teams that have been tested throughout the year in their conferences, and you have a Gonzaga team that checks all the blocks. But what do we really know about them? Because they haven't really played, especially in the conference season, they haven't played a great schedule.
All right, so which player will the world be introduced to? Who's the kid that you know about because you watch every damn thing and some of the other college basketball pundits know about, but everybody will be introduced to over the next few weekends?
Well, there's a kid at Rhode Island. Again, I'm really high on this team. They kind of had the Duke trajectory this year, where there was a lot expected of them preseason. They had some injuries at the beginning of the year. They've got a kid named E.C. Matthews who you would love, Jason. He's really athletic, long, should be a pro at some point. And if they make a run, which I expect them to do, he will have to play well and could end up being one of those guys that, that has a really good tournament. There's on some of these other teams, East Tennessee State's been a kind of a favorite pick. I don't think they're going to beat Florida, but they've got a kid named TJ Cromer who had an unbelievable conference tournament, a guy who really accounts for a third of East Tennessee State's production, is a guy that, again, if he goes for a big number in the 30s, which he is more than capable of doing, they could upset Florida, and then he'd be a guy to keep an eye on in that first, second round.
If Jason Tatum isn't the best player going into the tournament, who is?
Well, then I go with the seniors. I love Frank Mason.
I know.
I love Jason Hart.
You like old guys, Chris. Me and you have fought about this before. You like old dudes.
Jason Hart's one of those college guys.
Well, you know what it is? Chris, that's that coach coming out in Chris where he likes, a guy who doesn't have to be told, what he has to do. He can expect a certain, floor on the guy.
I loves the Notre Dame point guard.
I look at NBA projections, but not when the tournament comes around, because I settle into whatever the college team has to offer. But I feel like Jason Tatum is your guy, though, Chris. I mean, on all levels.
You know what? I was gonna hedge that a little bit. He is by far to me the toughest matchup in the tournament.
Okay.
Look, he's 6'8". He's got that little Dirk Nowitzki fall away that he's gone to. He's a tough matchup, and when you play him at the four, which is where he starts, obviously he's tough. The thing for me, though, is, and as you know, Jason, you've got two closers in Hart and Frank Mason, and I think in tight games and close games, really the closer for Duke has been Luke Kennard, to be quite honest with you. Toughest matchup in the tournament, there's no doubt I think it's Tatum, but to me the two best players, guys that – who do I want on my team? Either Frank Mason or Josh.
Yeah, it's been Frank Mason's season. He's probably the college player of the year.
Yep.
Anybody in the Big Ten, outside of the cute Northwestern story, is there any Big Ten team that you find formidable? Because seedings would suggest otherwise.
I don't, as far as the two top teams. And I still think Purdue's the best team there. I've never been real high on them over the course of the year. I will tell you this, guys, and I don't know if you call this a cute story or not, but what Michigan did after that plane accident to win four straight games and sort of, guys, this time of year, coaches are looking for anything they can to unify their teams. And What Michigan just did after, again, that plane accident was special. Now, look, they're not going to be defensive stoppers. They're not great on that end, but they are really tough to guard, and they believe that they can outscore you and that their offense is going to be better than what you can guard. So that would be, if I give you another Big Ten team that I think could potentially make a run based on how they're playing right now, Michigan would be that other team.
Pac-12 hasn't won this thing since 1997, Miles Simon and
Arizona,
Mike Bibby.
Yeah.
And I thought they may have a chance, even though I don't like the defense that UCLA plays or the lack thereof. But Lonzo Ball's hand injury scares me. Arizona's inconsistency offensively scares me at times. And, of course, Oregon losing their rim protector. Do you think any of those three teams has a chance, even with their injuries or some of their inconsistencies, to cut down the nets in Phoenix?
I think UCLA, I hearken back, everybody points to their defensive issues. I hearken back to that game in Tucson where in the second half they played a little bit of zone, but they really manned up defensively. And that was sort of the turning point for me on UCLA. We know that they're the best offense in the country. You know that they've got who I think should be either he or Tatum, the number one pick in the draft in this coming draft, and Lonzo Ball. But if they can manufacture some consistency consistent stops, if they can develop a little bit of a grit and grind, a little bit of a toughness to them, I think of all the ones you just mentioned, UCLA would be that team for me.
All right, Coach, help me geek out a little bit here, because one of the joys of the tournament are sometimes funky systems and ways of doing this that may match up interestingly and catch a team off guard if they haven't had proper time to prepare. Northwestern doesn't run the Princeton stuff anymore, and sometimes you get one of these little Southern schools. I want to say Wofford ran sort of a Princeton variant. We know that what Wisconsin does with their swing stuff and inverting the guards and forwards. Anybody else, as I look at this whole panoply of games, what are the interesting X and O matchups that we can find while we're flipping around?
Well, I always, you know, Virginia, and I know this is a power conference.
But
team,
they're boring.
Well, here's the contrast, though. You know, they're playing a Wilmington team that plays at one of the fastest tempos in the country. So, you know, the question in that 5-12 matchup between Virginia and Wilmington, and remember, Wilmington gave Duke a run last year in that first round game.
Yep.
The question is, you know, the old adage of, is it easier to slow a game down or speed a game up? So to your point about boredom, that could end up being one of those games, because I think Virginia just has a way of doing that to teams. But that's one to keep an eye on. You know, the other one, guys, is, and you ask about Big Ten teams, I think Middle Tennessee has an opportunity to make a run in this thing. Now, we all remember they beat Michigan State last year. I think Minnesota's had a really good year. But this Middle Tennessee team, again, they get after you. A little bit of a contrast in styles to Minnesota. And I think Middle Tennessee could make a second weekend run here, because I think they can beat Minnesota. And then I think they can beat a team like a Butler. So that's another team style-wise to really keep an eye on.
All right, who is Illinois going to hire? Who should Illinois hire?
That's a hell of a question. And the question is, who wants it? I mean, you know, that job... It has become, especially with now that Northwestern is competitive and with Northwestern's proximity to Chicago, you know, I don't know. You know, I joked the other day on Twitter, and Konzo Martin's name comes up, and he's been a little bit of a vagabond here over the last few years. I think he would actually be the ideal fit of all the names that I've mentioned, or that I have heard mentioned. I just think, you know, a guy from, he's from St. Louis, but he's from that area, he is a really good coach. That's the one guy of all the names I said, okay, that kind of fits, but I don't know, guys. I don't know how attractive that job, you know, relative to some of these other ones. I think it's a better job than NC State, quite frankly. Some of these other jobs out there, it's probably a better job than those, but I don't know.
Why is it a better job than NC State?
Well, because the problem with NC State is, A, you're playing in what is the best conference, and you're talking about it from a job perspective. You're talking about a middle-of-the-road job.
Right.
The proximity to Duke and Carolina, people can tell you whatever they want. It is a factor. I mean, ask the coaches who have been fired from NC State. When you're trying to compete, you know, 25 miles down the road from Duke and Carolina, that's a problem. They haven't paid anybody, you know, as far as that job. Now, they may end up ponying up for a coach. So, I think the opportunity to win at Illinois is a lot better than at NC State.
Who's the Andy Enfield of this tournament? Who's gonna make themselves a little money once we see how their team plays or how far their team goes?
You know what? It's funny you say that, Jason, because the guy who's actually coaching Florida Gulf Coast could perhaps be that guy.
Wow.
They are Dunk City all over again. I've seen them a couple times this year.
Chris, what are they doing there? Like what are they? Everybody can get athletes. Everybody can recruit a certain style of ball. Like, what are they telling these kids to make them come to Florida Gulf Coast?
You ever been to Boca? There's something down there. I think the brothers are loving it.
Okay. All right. That's all you had to say to me then. All right. I understand why they're doing it.
But anyway, there's a guy named Joe Dooley who was an assistant for Bill Self, and he could end up being a hot name. And the guy at Wilmington, Kevin Keats, is going to be a hot name also.
Yeah, I saw him on Illinois' list too, but I don't know if that guy's ready to roll up his sleeves and get into the Chicago Public League.
Yeah, well, and he's only been a head coach for 2 years. The question is, though, and I just throw this back at you, like, well, we'll go back to NC State for a second. NC State is now, like, clamoring to get Archie Miller, whereas if they had gone after Archie Miller
right.
when they had a vacancy a few years ago, you end up getting him and you have your guy. So some of these jobs, you may not be able to go out and get, you know, these main guys, where you may have to be in a little bit early. So I agree with you. 2 years, he's done a hell of a job in those 2 years. But, you know, can you sell that at a press conference? Who knows?
Toughest city to recruit, because we talk a lot about Chicago and having, like Dan said, to roll up your sleeves and get into the public league and talk to people that you might not want to talk to on a daily basis. You've recruited and been around a lot of cities. You've been to a lot of these high school gyms where you're looking around and you feel a little slimy probably. What's the toughest city to recruit in America?
Well, Chicago's tough. I mean, there's no doubt about that. I will give you a general area, and I guess I'll if you need a city, I'll strike it to Dallas. But I will say this. The state of Texas is loaded with talent. But if you are not connected with the AAU guys, there is a very you know, down-home sort of country feel to how you got to be connected to folks there. Just ask the University of Texas. I mean, they have had a real struggle mining that state for talent, and I think it is as loaded as any state there is, but it's tough because you got to be connected, you got to backslap, you know what I'm talking about. You got to kind of be in there, and it's, you know, if you're not ready to play that game, Texas can be a tough place to do business.
I watched your guy dance again last night, Houston and Cleveland. The best workout you said you've ever seen, that man Kyrie Irving putting on a show last night.
He's a show, man. I'm telling you, once he finally started working, Jason, I've said this to you many times, like the best thing for him is not necessarily LeBron coming there because of his skill set. LeBron taught that dude, and I've said this to you many times. I always called him the prodigy when he was at Duke. He was like the guy. He was like the guy in what's the Nick Cannon movie where he's like the drummer and
Drumline.
He is like the guy, Nick Cannon in Drumline, where he couldn't read music.
Right.
He just could do things. The best thing for him, LeBron coming there and teaching him how to work, how to eat, how not to party on certain nights, the cities where you got to lay off. That has been the best thing for Kyrie, man, and he has been off the charts.
All right, great stuff. I could talk longer. We're out of time. Chris, I look forward to talking again.
No doubt, guys. Be good.
That is Chris Spatola of SiriusXM. That guy just feels like college basketball, doesn't he?
Yes, he does.
It sounds like it, feels like it dripping out of his pores. We're going to talk with Jim Phillips, NU's Director of Athletics and Recreation at 5 o'clock. Tim Doyle going to jump on at some point as well. We're also going to do It's On at 5:30. Keep it here. Bernstein and Goff on the score.
Mully.
And Hanley here.
So you say you're a Chicago sports fan.
Well, we're your guys in the morning, live at 5.
The biggest stories from your favorite teams.
Cubs, Sox, Bears, Blackhawks, Bulls, we've got it all.
Mully and Hanley, mornings 5 to 9 on Sports Radio, 6-7 to the score. And 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
And official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs.
This is Jim Rome with the CBS Sports Minute, brought to you by Ford Commercial Vehicles, built Ford tough. Speaking of teams who got jammed by the selection committee, I've got a major problem with how they did Wichita State. Greg Marshall's Shockers are getting a raw deal. They're 30-4, but they start the tournament as a 10 seed. A 10 seed. They're closer to a top 10 team than they are a 10 seed. A 30-win team. They won the regular season in their conference. They won their conference tournament. They've won 15 in a row. They've had one loss since mid-December. And once again, none of this matters to the selection committee. They got it wrong again. And if you're wondering how wrong they got this, look no farther than Vegas, where those guys generally know more about basketball than even the selection committee. They've got Wichita State favored by 6.5. And the only ones as bent about this as Shocker Nation are Archie Miller and Dayton, who have to deal with them in the first round. I'm Jim Rome.
Hey, hiring is a great sign that your business is doing well. And because you're succeeding, it's natural to work with others at the top of their game. As the world's number one job site, Indeed.com has more than 200 million visitors a month and delivers more hires than Monster, Craigslist, and LinkedIn combined. And we can deliver for you. Right now, we're giving new users a $50 credit to post a sponsored job on the world's number one job site. Claim your $50 credit at Indeed.com/promo. Terms and conditions apply.
Put hospice eligibility guidelines and fast, secure referrals at your fingertips. Download the free VITAS healthcare app from the Apple Store or Google Play. Just search VITAS, V-I-T-A-S.
Guys, if you're one of the many men dealing with erectile dysfunction, you know the strain that it can put on your relationship. Maybe you've tried some of the pharmaceutical treatments with little success and harsh side effects. Discover the new you with help from the New Male Medical Center with a location near you. They have a 98% success rate in treating ED, 98%. Amazing. Guys of all ages have reclaimed a healthy sex life without any of the harsh side effects of the pills. And if you've been feeling sluggish and kind of foggy and moody, you could have low testosterone, known as low T. New Male can treat that too, providing you with renewed energy and sharpness. And if losing weight is your goal, New Male's all-in-one medical weight loss program could be right for you. Call the experts in men's sexual health, New Male Medical Center, today.
Does your business specialize in kitchen and bath remodeling? Studio 41 is your complete kitchen and bath resource, now featuring the bold look of Kohler. We work with you, providing the service and support to help you get the job done right. Visit a showroom or find us online at shopstudio41.com.
1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS. Donate your car today.
Also accepting boats, motorcycles, RVs, and real estate donations.
Progressive brings you Flowetry with Flow.
The better you drive, the more you save. Bears and bats, they live in a cave, but that's irrelevant here. So back to the subject we steer. Snapshot saves you money when you drive safe. I wear corduroy pants. I don't mind that they chafe.
The better you drive, the more you can save with Snapshot from Progressive. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Snapshot not available in all states or from all agents.
At Lowe's, we know that pros need to be ready. Ready to measure and level, ready to drill, ready to install. And during the Ready to Refresh event, Lowe's has everything a pro needs for less. Right now, pro customers can save up to 15% on select Rubbermaid wire closet shelving and save 10% on all American Oleum wall and floor tile. See the Pro Desk in-store for details and get ready to refresh and save at Lowe's. Rubbermaid offer applies to contractor pack items, U.S. only.
CBS Monday. Matt LeBlanc is taking on his most challenging role yet. Fatherhood.
I'm hungry and thirsty.
Me too.
Here, have a breath strip.
The head of the household.
Will you relax? Look, I got this.
Mommy's having a little trouble breathing.
Is in way over his head.
There's a parent education seminar this morning.
Not only do I have a pressing family situation I need to handle, I don't want to go to that.
Man with a plan.
Can we get a puppy?
Sure.
No.
No.
CBS Monday after Kevin Can Wait.
CBS Monday. If there's one thing the Scorpion team knows...
I have an idea.
Are you certain about this?
It ain't easy.
Remember when you called me a nerd before? Get ready to apologize.
Being a genius.
What is the point if we don't stop what's bad in the world?
Brace yourself.
Things are about to get crazy.
You passed crazy a long time ago.
For a brainstorm.
Can you guarantee we'll be successful?
I can guarantee that we're the only shot those people have.
Scorpion. CBS Monday. Or stream it live or on demand.
CBS Monday, Kevin James is back.
And by the way, I'm on the Yelp now, so I will bring this place down.
Living the life.
I got the guys coming over at 11 for a little day drinking. Then we're all going to learn how to use crossbows.
And looking good.
We got charged $90 for 4 tubs of muscle milk protein powder.
Oh, that was me. I was watching Rocky III and I got all fired up.
Does comedy get any better than this?
I want to say no.
Are you ready to find out?
I also want to say yes.
Kevin Can Wait, CBS Monday.
We are giving away a baseball fan's dream trip to Caesar's Palace in Las Vegas. Hey, it's Matt Spiegel here.
And I'm Danny Parkins. And Spiegs, I mean, beyond just the baseball fan, it's tournament time. You got Ryan Sandberg and Pat Hughes and Ron Coomer.
They're all going to join us for dinner at Mr. Chow at Caesar's Palace in Las Vegas. Did we mention people get the trip as well?
Airfare, the hotel, an iconic weekend to be in Vegas. I mean, really, it's a guy's dream trip. Listen to Spiegel and Parkins show between 9 a.m. and 1 now through March 17th for your chance to win.
Brought to you by Caesar's Palace in Las Vegas.
Are you hot?
CBS Wednesday. Don't miss Criminal Minds Beyond Borders.
Americans have been targeted. Tourists are always the easiest.
When you travel abroad and need help.
23 Americans disappeared.
Let's go to work.
There's one team that has your back.
Can't let them get away with this.
I keep thinking about what those parents are going through.
You gotta go now.
FBI, drop your weapon!
Gary Sinise stars.
Rest assured, we're on top of it.
Criminal Minds Beyond Borders, CBS Wednesday, or stream it live or on demand.
Join the second place Wolves host Texas Wednesday night at 7 for craft beer night at Allstate Arena. Tickets are only $11. Visit ChicagoWolves.com. We start in the NBA with the Bulls, who have lost 5 in a row. They have now fallen out of the playoffs to the 10th spot in the East. Tonight they play at Charlotte. Game tips at 6. Elsewhere, Milwaukee travels to Memphis. The Hawks take on the Spurs, and the Clippers visit Utah. College hoops. Northwestern, the talk of the town. They're headed to the tournament for the first time in 78 years. As the 8th seed in the West region, they'll take on Vanderbilt on Thursday. In hockey, the Blackhawks are off today. They play in Montreal tomorrow. The team signed forward Anthony Lewis to a 2-year deal. He'll report to Rockford. NFL, former Cowboy and Bronco DeMarcus Ware is retiring. Ware finishes a 12-year career with 138.5 sacks. That's good for 8th all-time. Nick Foles is returning to the Eagles on a 2-year deal. Spring training, the Cubs lead the Padres 2-0 in the second on a Ian Happ home run. Earlier today, the team reassigned 9 pitchers to minor league camp and released Michael Clatto. The White Sox are trailing the Indians 2-0 in the second. Outfielder Charlie Tilson will be reevaluated today. He's scheduled to have an MRI. And World Baseball Classic, the Netherlands just got past Israel earlier today, 12-2. Tonight, Venezuela takes on Italy in a tiebreaker game, first pitch at 8. Breaking news on the score is brought to you by Scott Levy's Rosen Hyundai. Visit rosenhyundai.com. I'm Matt Vatacola, and you're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs. This is Chicago's number one sports radio station, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com.
This scoreboard update was brought to you by Midas Auto Service and Tires. Stretch your tax refund at Midas. Save 25% now on brake pads and rotors or shocks and struts at participating Chicagoland Midas through April 2nd. See store for details. Not valid with other offers. Shop and disposal fee extra. Additional parts or services extra if needed.
So, a couple things here. First of all, that one of the takeaways from that interview with Jeremy Werner, when he said that Archie Miller wouldn't be interested in recruiting Chicago at all, for a very powerful block of boosters, trustees, etc., that's a deal breaker. Because the failure to recruit Chicago is a major issue.
It matters.
It matters.
The 847 Texas, sick of you idiots. You don't have to recruit Chicago.
I'm telling you what Illinois wants and what Josh Whitman wants and what Josh Whitman is hearing from people above him at the university. The money guys want Chicago to be recruited better. I'm told that this has been brought up to Whitman with specific emphasis, that Whitman is aware that the Chicago recruiting must improve. I believe you should recruit everywhere. That, you know, Darren Williams came from Dallas, Texas. You can
mission, right? Mission. Yeah. Him and Bracy Wright.
You should,
the backcourt.
You should find guys everywhere. But there is no way that the head coach of the University of Illinois should be on the outside looking in for guys when John Calipari and Mike Krzyzewski and other guys are wandering into these gyms and grabbing away this talent. And Illinois feels that way. And they're embarrassed when they see Wisconsin able to sustain the way that they have with local people there. They're embarrassed when Northwestern becomes the talk of the city. And they want their full arena back, and they want to feel good about themselves again. And don't, you can yell at me all you want. You can angry text at Jason all you want. This is what important people at Illinois want. They want Chicago recruits to stay in the state.
And we don't even have to go to the NBA level. Just look at the
good players.
Yeah, just look at the recent success of Chicago players that have gone to Kentucky and Duke and Memphis. I mean, God, you're talking about three guys, if I'm not mistaken, that all played in the championship game or a Final Four, right? Jabari got beat early because Coach K was throwing him in the corner, and they got beat by 15 seed, right? Was it Richmond or Mercer? Was it Mercer? It was Mercer. You know why I know it was Mercer? Because Sam Mitchell went to Mercer, and Sam Mitchell was acting a fool when they beat Duke.
Did you see Sam's name yes. come up in relation to the Illinois job?
Yeah.
Why would he want that aggravation?
Sam loves coaching. And he doesn't feel right when he's not doing it.
Okay.
It's very simple. I mean, Sam is like a god in Toronto. So he can do the Toronto Sports Network basketball coverage every day of the week, and they've got a really good team and people are tuned in. It's the,
yeah, it's
the
still in him team. Though. He's still it's got dope. It in him. Yeah.
And this is the other thing too.
Is that Raleigh Massimino is still coaching.
Yeah, dude. Yes. Yes. I mean, like, these dudes
still winning.
We talk about old people like retiring and then feeling like they're gonna die. These basketball coaches, the minute they're out of a job, are like, Where's the Grim Reaper coming from me? Because I'm not feeling right unless I'm in a gym. Unless I hear, you know, sneakers squeaking.
I don't like my wife.
Oh, real deal. I've never met her.
Right.
Like, I met her
this woman was a lot hotter when I married her.
I met her on wedding day. Right, I met her when we were delivering the babies. Other than that, I have not had one conversation with this lady. I'd like to get back to recruiting and coaching. This is the other thing, too. Screw the Illinois doesn't need Chicago stuff. They do. Just like they still need Peoria, they still need, you know, downstate. They Illinois needs everyone. Don't play yourself. East St. Louis has a kid, Jeremiah Tillman, Jeremiah Tillman.
Is that your guy with the gold teeth?
No, that's probably his son. Right? Okay. And I hope he throws a lob off the backboard and body to body somebody as well. But this is what has to happen too. And I know you've been against this before. I know Terry's been against this before, but I always ask what can go wrong? Like how have you been doing things and is it working? Your way isn't working. A lot of people feel like if you invited back some of the alumni, some of the people, am I saying that right? Alumni?
Yeah.
If you invited back some of the guys who were a part of this when they were good, and the Flying Illini guys, and get some of those dudes back from the team that lost to North Carolina. They tried to with D. Brown. Whatever happened there. But there's been kind of a moving away of things that might be relevant still. Like Kendall Gill is a very prominent face, you know, not only on the television, but, you know, he's still, I want to say in these streets.
No, he's out of games though. Yeah,
he's still out there. And if you don't think a 14-year NBA veteran, a guy who made his trade, made a lot of money.
See, this is back to politics. And when we talk about politics, it's not capital P.
But
we're not talking about these guys
are pushing their way in, it's different. But these guys are sitting on the periphery like, all right, they don't need me, I guess. And
we're not talking about the State House. We're just talking about
Tommy Frazier, you know, pooping on everybody in Nebraska because he doesn't have a say in the next coaching hire. Just
you want to have enough influential people happening to say nice things about what's going on.
That's all, man. You know, it's like you telling your kid something and somebody else telling your kid something. Maybe your kid listens to that other somebody because they've been listening to you for a while. If whoever the next coach is, say Middle Tennessee State goes on a run, whoever their coach is gets hired by Illinois, because that's what they gotta do at this point in their program. If that coach calls Jeremiah Tillman and Trent Frazier and all these other guys and keeps them there, cool. You kept the number one recruiting class in the Big Ten. But then if that coach says, you know what, I got no foothold here. I'm new to the gig. You know, Kendall or Stephen Bardo or somebody, you know. Kenny Norman. You know these guys in the public league. I don't need you to be there at every game with me, but let's bridge this. Let's make the connect my connect. It's very simple. Now
that's politics. That's what I'm saying.
Now,
that's the kind of outreach.
You may not want to dance, but you got to dance.
And some of these things, people don't realize how you get these little internal, internecine cultural battles that are so self-defeating. And I saw it firsthand when Pat Kennedy came to DePaul, and you still had they did Joey dirty. You know, I can't believe you had the Meyer camp in there, and you had the people and starting all kinds. And this is just the very, very, very early days of social media, but it was bad, and everything got in the way. Everything
it's
was,
like the Rich Rodriguez stuff in Michigan
got messed
up. He's not
up.
A Michigan man.
Right.
It's like he can coach them.
Right. Everything got messed up, and Illinois has got to be careful to avoid that, because you've got your Chicago influence and your Chicago money, and then you've got a lot of downstate goober patrol too that also stands in the way. Oh, we don't want Chicago. Well, we're taking our tax dollars for all them black people. You know?
But you got go on,
that's what it is.
but see, that's the
digestive
thing.
System all screwed up with my tax dollars going to all them blacks. Now I got to get my special ointment.
The same guys that you got to dance with in the public league, you got to treat those guys like the guys who say the things that you're saying right now.
It's hard.
They have to have their place. But you also have to set your boundaries. You know, I talked to a guy who used to coach at USC football-wise, and he said, yo, it was tough going through practices when every starlet was on the sideline. when, you know, Matt Leinart was doing his thing and everybody wanted to date him. It was tough, but we knew it was necessary. It was tough to see Snoop Dogg running routes when I need my guy to catch 500 extra balls after practice. But guess what? Snoop Dogg took that back to Long Beach and made sure that all the kids that came up under his program were either going to Oregon or USC. At least you were in the running for those, you know, those two, that kind
of
player.
Like you say, you have to decide that that's the life you want to live.
Or,
and then you got to live it.
Or you can stop fronting.
Or you play like a mid-major.
Exactly.
And you run a quirky system and you hope your seniors can improve.
You make it to the dance once every 8 or 9 years, something like that. You know, you may get a kid whose only dream in life was to play for the University of Illinois. Like look at Larry Hughes. Larry Hughes could have played anywhere he wanted to. He went to St. Louis, wanted to stay close to his brother. Like, you can run into a special situation.
Donald Foyle at Colgate.
Right. You can run into a special
situation. My parents are professors.
That's it. Yep. I still want to learn. This basketball thing might not go, you know, the way I want it to. I'm not a very handsome man. Like, life may cave in on me. I need my education.
I want to hear those conversations when a Donald Foyle's adopted parent is like, now, a Donald. We know that you're 6'9 and remarkably athletic. However, basketball may not work out, and it's very important that you have a backup plan.
Okay. Cool.
Right.
Sign me up. Like, you're going to have your special circumstances. Those kids who, like the DePaul thing, I don't think we give enough credit and credence to, like, how special that was. Like, how special it was, not only for Pat to do, you know, get his pat on, but for Quentin Richardson and Bobby Simmons
and Lance
Williams to say, you know what?
Stephen Hunter.
We're going to a place that nobody has wanted to go to since Rod Strickland and them dudes. Think about that. And then guess what happened? It didn't work out on the same level, but Amari Sawyer and Andre Brown were like, yo, like, those are like the big bros. They went there. I'm going to go there. It takes those special circumstances.
Don't forget, Eddie Curry was coming, too.
Yeah, he was. Yes, he was. And I don't care what you say, Eddie Curry would have been a monster on a collegiate level. Probably been it for a year, but he would have been a monster. And you need that turnover. You need the Jeremiah Tillmans of the world to turn into one or two kids in Centralia, Illinois, who could play ball.
Right, not the Jeremy Richmond that turns into 12 years in federal prison he's doing.
I still talk to the same dudes about, I could have told them that was getting ready to happen. And tried to tell them it was getting ready to happen. But that's the thing. You got to turn it into something. These mid-majors become what they become because you keep turning over the players and you keep dancing with the people you don't want to dance with. At some point, Illinois is going to figure out if they want to dance or not.
That's Jason Goff. I'm Dan Bernstein. Before we're done today, we're going to talk to Tim Doyle, and we're also going to celebrate Northwestern's first ever NCAA tournament bid with their athletic director, Jim Phillips, at 5 o'clock. You have the score.
You're listening to the number one sports station in Chicago. Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
Over 3 million businesses use Indeed.com for hiring. 5 times more hires are made through Indeed than any other job site. By creating the easiest, most effective hiring experience, we help businesses find great new people every day. Right now, we're giving new users a $50 credit to post a sponsored job on the world's number one job site. Claim your $50 credit at Indeed.com/promo. Terms and conditions apply.
Tony was done being a landlord and decided to sell his rental property. He called Amy Kite, and Amy engaged her huge list of buyers and, get this, sold Tony's property in 12 days for $8,000 over the asking price. No gimmicks. That's the real deal. Working with Amy doesn't obligate you to anything, by the way. If they aren't doing their job, she'll let you out of the contract free and clear. I would absolutely trust Amy Kite of Keller Williams Infinity, not only with my baby, but with my real estate needs. Call Amy at 847-877-9881 or online at amywillsellyourhome.com. I know this because she gave me a beautiful coffee cake and it was delicious. And I know that anyone that would give you a coffee cake would take care of your baby and your real estate needs. Her phone number again is 847-877-9881 or amywillsellyourhome.com.
CBS Sunday. The NCIS LA team knows the game.
I always expect the unexpected.
They can even the score.
Never a dull moment, is there?
Never.
And when they make a move...
This is our investigation now.
You can't lose.
So we got a plan.
Let's roll.
Well, we're all just one big, happy, slightly dysfunctional family.
I believe that's called a win-win.
NCIS Los Angeles, CBS Sunday, or stream it live or on demand.
Every evening, you'll see the experience.
We have a rare look at what U.S. forces are facing.
That noise you can hear is debris raining down on top of us.
Every evening, you'll see the integrity.
What does that level of sophistication tell you about who might be responsible?
Every evening, you'll find understanding.
When you went into the cafe, what did you see? He shot three of them, just like that.
Original reporting, the CBS Evening News with Scott Pelley, only on CBS.
Recently on the WBBM Noon Business Hour.
The U.S. economy added 227,000 jobs in January. Is that a surprise to you?
It was. We had raised our estimate based on some earlier news that we got this week that suggested that our employment market was doing well, but it exceeded even those expectations. A great way to start the year. This is a very large number, Chris. As we've discussed before, when we get 100,000 jobs created in a month, that's about the break even given the nation's demographics. So this obviously is more than twice that.
Let's take a look at quality of the increase.
Leaders were construction and retail. Construction we'll have to take with a little grain of salt. It had been a mild January for most of the country, and that allowed projects to go forward. We'll probably see a little retreat there. But across a lot of other industries, the job gains were widespread.
For the best information on business and the markets, tune in each weekday for the WBBM Noon Business Hour on News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM, WBBM.
Welcome to CBS This Morning.
We are following breaking news.
We have new information.
A lot of important questions this morning.
What will it take to move the needle when it comes to gun control?
You believe that World War III will be cyber warfare.
What will be the impact on the global economy?
What should be the U.S. position with Vladimir Putin?
What do you think is the biggest misconception about Wall Street?
We have been covering the issues.
One of the great things about journalism is you are an eyewitness to history.
More real news every morning on CBS This Morning.
Play.it is your new podcast network for award-winning news programming and number one sports brands to entertainment and business leaders.
Welcome! We're gonna make you laugh, we're gonna make you think.
Give you that news and information.
Pop culture, reality TV.
What's happening in business today?
Relationships, dating.
The biggest names in sports.
Play.it is delivering storytelling at its best.
You wanna see something entertaining? Tune in.
Hear what you've been missing at Play.it.
CBS Sunday, Taya Leone stars as one of the most powerful people in the world.
Mr. Ambassador?
Madam Secretary, I'm happy to meet you.
In one of the most powerful dramas on television.
My people are not afraid of you.
Given the state of the world right now, I think you want to stay on our good side.
She makes the tough choices.
Sometimes politics has to take a backseat to doing the right thing.
Madam Secretary.
Mr. President.
Good work.
Thank you, sir.
CBS Sunday, or stream it live or on demand.
Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's sports station.
It did complicate things, right, because it's unusual to have a program that has performed as ours has over the last few years, but to have a recruiting class that's as highly rated as ours is this year. So I hope that they will give us every opportunity to bring in a dynamic new coach.
As Josh Whitman talking about Jeremiah Tillman, Trent Frazier, Damonte Williams, the number one ranked class in the Big Ten, number 11 nationally if you go by some of the scouting composite rankings. 24/7 Sports is the one I'm going by right now. They got three guys who are supposed to be the real deal. One, especially a big man, 6'10.5", 220-pound power forward, Jeremiah Tillman. The question is, who's going to coach him, and is he going to be here? Because you don't have a coach right now. Illinois is at the crossroads, and they're trying to figure out what the hell's next.
And now everybody wants my crab cake recipe. Ever since that came out, people find you odd, Jason, because you will make live lobster, but you won't make a meatball in your house.
They're two different things.
Obviously, they're two different things.
One is very easy.
Champagne Al says Jason won't make meatballs, but he will make a lobster at home. It's the weirdest thing I've ever heard.
All I gotta do is drop the lobster in some boiling water.
It drops the lobster in the water.
Right, you're right. Like, what is it?
Or else it gets the hose.
There's nothing else I have to
all
do.
All right, but anyway, here, real quick.
You brought it up. What do you mean, anyway?
No, write this down. You want the best crab cake you ever had in your life. You get one of those little cups, those containers.
You go to Shaw's.
I use claw meat instead of lump crab meat. It's about half the price, and it works fine, and it also mixes up just right. So you dump that in a bowl. You put in a little bit of kosher salt and some black pepper. You put in some very, very finely chopped white onion, just a little
little bit of that. I don't even measure. You shake in some breadcrumbs to bind it all together. You crack an egg in there, all right? And then if you want to use Old Bay, you can use Old Bay. I prefer Tony Chachere's.
I use New Bay.
New Orleans seasoning. You shake a little bit of that in. And a little bit of parsley. And then you mix the whole thing up. Turns it, it's two entree-size crab cakes. You get some olive oil going in a hot pan. You fry them on either side on medium-high, depending on how you like them. You flip them once, you're done. Then, after you set them down to rest on a plate, right into that oil that you just used, you turn the heat to low. You throw in some minced garlic, an entire bag of baby spinach, some lemon juice and a little bit of salt, and you just flip that over with tongs. Once it wilts down, you put that on the plate. And you want to make a sauce with it, equal parts Hellman's mayonnaise and Dijon mustard. You water it down, you thin it out with a little bit of cold water, add some dried dill and maybe a little bit more your Old Bay or your Chachere's, and you're good. That's it. And it's easy.
That's it.
And the whole thing start to finish is 15 minutes.
Nice.
You're done. Set, done. And you don't have, although Chad Feldman gets mad at me. Because
that doesn't matter.
Because you know he's from Baltimore.
So you got to have the Old Bay, right? Is that why he gets mad? You're not putting the Old Bay in there?
No, the actual Maryland crab cake does not have onions or any real binder. He just sort of smushes the lump crab together with a little bit of mayonnaise and then puts it under the broiler. So that's, I mean, like some of their crab cake, it's just crab.
Mm-hmm.
There's no filler of any kind.
Get yourself, you know, a couple of crab cakes, get yourself a beer or two, and you go at it.
Oh, yeah, get yourself an Abita Turbo Dog, mm-hmm. which works well with spicy stuff. But, yeah, it couldn't be easier, and there's no way to get it wrong. I mean, unless you're a complete idiot.
Well, you shouldn't. Think that of people like there's been recipes that have been messed up before.
All right, we finally have had an adjudication in a 5-year-old court case that we have covered in fine detail on this show. Not that yet. Nope, that's making people mad too. That director gets mad. You say anything bad about Casey Affleck, that he might just be a cretin. Well, he is a cretin.
A little rapey.
Yeah, kind of, maybe too much.
A little rapey.
You know, and then writes the check and things go away. But no, we have something happening in a case where everybody just sort of forgot that it was 5 years old at this point. I'll get to that in a moment on the score. Viva
Las Vegas. Matt Spiegel
and Danny Parkin's here.
Listen to the Spiegel and Parkin show every day between 9 a.m. and 1, now through March 17th, for your chance to win the Score's 25th anniversary Spring Baseball in Vegas giveaway.
It's a trip for two to Caesar's Palace in Las Vegas, plus dinner at Mr. Chow with Pat Hughes, Ron Coomer, and Hall of Famer Ryne Sandberg. Really, it's a guy's dream trip.
Only on the Spiegel and Parkin show, 9 a.m. to 1.
Brought to you by Caesar's Palace in Las Vegas.
Hey, it's Chris Tannehill here for the fine folks at Chevrolet. You know, spring is always the time of year for change in sports, change in weather, and maybe even changing your vehicle. What do I mean? Well, for a limited time, if you're leasing a vehicle from one of Chevy's select competitors, Chevy has up to $3,000 in competitive lease cash for qualified drivers. And with more 2016 J.D. Power Initial Quality Award winners than any of the competition, it's never been easier to make the switch. Check out the Chevy Malibu LT, for example. Offering impressive safety, exceptional efficiency, and seamless connectivity, Malibu is thoughtfully engineered with everything you expect and more. It's not just to be liked, it's to be loved. Or maybe the 2017 Chevy Traverse. The Traverse proves that, yes, you can please everyone because the Traverse is designed to fit the entire family. Traverse offers seating for up to 8, best-in-class maximum cargo space, and active safety technologies. And do not forget that 4G LTE Wi-Fi, either one of my favorites. Filled with plenty of amenities and style, Traverse is one vehicle for everyone. With vehicles like that, you can see why Chevy is the fastest growing full line brand in America. There's never been a better time to make the switch right now and lease a Chevy vehicle. Visit your local Chevy dealer today or log on to Chevy.com. Chevy, find new roads.
Well, hey, it's Matt Spiegel. If you or your bed partner have sleep apnea, snoring is likely the worst part of your nightly routine. Once the snoring starts, one of you probably moves to a different room to try and get some sleep alone. CPAP is the first line of therapy for sleep apnea, but studies show about half of the people given a CPAP machine don't even use it. Now, there's a silent, mask-free sleep apnea treatment option keeping couples together in the same room. It's called Inspire. Inspire is an implantable device that works inside your body with your natural breathing process. It delivers mild stimulation throughout the night to keep your airway open, giving you and your partner the restful sleep you need together. Inspire is FDA approved and currently being offered in over 100 leading medical centers across the country. The freedom to sleep like everyone else is just a click away. Visit InspireSleep.com to learn more, review important safety information, and to find a doctor in Chicago who can help you determine if Inspire is right for you. Go to InspireSleep.com. That's InspireSleep.com.
Honey.
There's a reason the top realtors in town are working with Ryan Kelly and the Home Loan Expert team. The housing market is hot right now, and houses are selling the day they come on the market. It's never been so important to have a strong mortgage lender. If you're even considering buying a home, make sure to call Ryan and get pre-approved. He can do it on the very same day you call in. Ryan Kelly and the Home Loan Expert team work hard so you don't have to. So if you're looking to refinance or purchase a home, why would you go anywhere else? Call Ryan at 773-770-4727 or visit thehomeloanexpert.com.
Are you single but would rather not be? Are you interested in dating but just haven't met the right person yet? Don't worry, hang in there. Why, the love of your life could be right around the corner. In fact, you could run into her at the grocery store. She could be buying lettuce, and you could be looking at one of those strange root vegetables and casually remark, "I have no idea what this is." And she could say it's celeriac, and you could both look into each other's eyes and fall instantly in love. And then you could both mount a magical winged horse.